It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Nehemiah chapter 9, one of the great chapters relating to the children of Israel as they have the remnant that had returned back to the land was dedicating the wall, and they were reflecting upon what God had done in the nation's history that brought all this about. Why the destruction of Israel? Why the rebuilding of the wall? In verse 30, it says, "Yet many years didst thou forbear them," speaking of God, relating to the children of Israel, "and testified against them by thy spirit and thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore thou gavest them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible one," or the awe-inspiring one, "who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the troubles seem little before thee, that has come upon us, on our kings, and on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that thou hast brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly." They are crying out to God and asking Him to be sympathetic toward them, knowing that He was just and right in all that He had done in their lives and in their circumstances. 70 years of captivity had taken place. Basically, the priests here, Ezra and Nehemiah, are sharing with them the history of what has all happened here, why they were removed from Jerusalem. You know, 70 years is a long time. I was not here 70 years ago. All I know about what happened 70 years ago is what I've been taught, what I've learned from books, what people have shared with me. And, you know, a lot of times if we don't do that, there is no connection to the past. And so Nehemiah and Ezra are doing that. They're connecting the younger generation with the past. But they make this statement here. I think it's very interesting. "Let not all the troubles seem little before thee." They're crying out to God here. Another translation of this passage could be, "Do not let all the hardships seem insignificant before you." In other words, Lord, we've learned. We've learned from what you have taught us. We have learned from our captivity. We have learned. And by the way, one thing that we can say about the nation of Israel, has not been an idolatrous nation since that time. They've not gone after the gods of the lands. They've been a very orthodox group. Now, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. And that's the sad thing about this. But they have been committed to the God of the Old Testament. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind. But they cried out and said, "Lord, we've learned something from that." I wonder if we can cry out to God and say, "Lord, we've learned from the circumstances you brought into our lives. Lord, we've learned from your word." So many times I'm afraid we can't say that because we're not paying attention. We're not alert. We're not following closely with the Lord. And so when He brings circumstances into our life, we don't realize what they're all about. We don't understand the connection that God has with us as His children. But thankfully, under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah in this passage, they cried and said, "Lord, we want you to know that all that you've brought about, the hardships and the difficulties, we have learned from those." I pray that you and I can stand before God and say, "Lord, we have learned and we are learning from what you are doing in our hearts and lives to grow closer to you, to be faithful, to be loyal to you, and not just seek after the world and just kind of mix Jesus into that, put the Jesus sticker on our life as if that just makes all the difference in the world. It makes no difference. When you are not honoring Christ with your life, if you're not following Him, if you are not drawing near to Him, then all of your stuff is just wood, hay, and stubble. That's all that it is. Worthless stuff to be burned up. God help us to have the attitude of the Israelites that day as they cried out to God and said, "Lord, we pray that all those hardships, we want you to know that all those hardships that you brought have made a difference in our lives. We know you were right and just, and it's made a difference." May we have that kind of spirit and attitude.